Thermal Sound Wave.
It's Thermal Sound Waves, a natural alternative to fast food radio. We here to see True Kev Lawrence. Yes, indeed. Right about now, folks, we got somebody that's coming to you from the northeast side of things. A little further up north.
Northeast.
In that whole New England corridor, you know what I mean?
Northeast.
Yes, indeed. This dude, Rec Shop, he's been doing this thing for a long, long time, putting in work. I think we might have been on a circuit before where I met this guy, like, some times back. But we're going to find out a whole lot of different things about Rex, who's joining us here right now on the program. What's going on, Rex?
Peace and respect. Thank you for taking time with me, y'all.
Absolutely. No doubt. Coming to you directly from Lawrence, Mass. You know what I'm saying? Now, for those who are unaware of Lawrence, Mass and that whole particular scene, tell everybody a little bit about what it's like coming out of that area, Lawrence, Mass. Because, you know, when you mention Massachusetts, people think Boston and all that, or maybe Providence, or, you know.
Yeah, you got things bigger than you got Lawrence, right. Lowell, you got that place.
Yeah, so Lawrence, Mass is quite similar to a lot of mill cities and, like, industrial towns.
Gotcha.
Similar to, like, similar to the Midwest in Ohio, you know, a lot of the areas in the Midwest, and then heading to the East Coast, like Philadelphia, Scranton, all the areas that had industrial and old industrial, exactly.
Yeah. Pittsburgh, industrial Jersey, cities. Yeah.
And so it's one of those. It's a real small one, but like just about 30 minutes north of Boston. We get confused a lot of times. Myself, terminology, Static Selector, we're all from Lawrence, Mass.
Oh, okay.
And shout out to Crumb Snatcher also from there.
Big up Crumb Snatcher.
Crumb Snatcher is not originally from there, but he got, like, you know, he really made his mark coming out of Lawrence.
Gotcha.
And the same with a brother, rest in peace, Scientific, one of our legends. He, you know, he died early, but he was working with a lot of cats like RZA, DJ Premier, Diamond D. So, Scientific is like, that's like kind of the fabric, but as far as the artists go.
Gotcha.
You know, it's like, it's one of those, you know, impoverished city, still to this day, very minority driven, but like the majority of the people out in there are like Dominican, Puerto Rican,
gotcha.
Like a large Latino, Latin, environment.
Right. So when all those industries kind of like left that town, that's when the economy started sliding, right?
Indeed.
Camden, New Jersey also.
Absolutely. Like, you know, it's interesting too. Like, I just to say something about that, like I no longer live up north anymore. I live in Georgia. But like I say that because I've been talking a lot about this reverse migration that a lot of black and brown people are doing, specifically our black folk, melanated folk, right? And my grandparents, they moved from the South to this area for the very, very fact that they were looking for jobs and opportunities in the North, like during the Black migration, like mass migration, right? Mm-hmm. My grandmother from South Carolina, my grandfather from, you know, North Augusta, Georgia, just across the border.
Augusta, James Brown town.
Yeah, so that right there, that's where my peoples grew up, like North Augusta, right across the bridge, South Carolina, North, you know, Clearwater, Bath, all that area. And so I'm saying, like, they migrated north, and in my village, we decided to migrate back south for a lot of the same economic reasons and opportunities, land grab, and focus on you know, ownership. And so it's very interesting, like, you know, how the dynamic hasn't really shifted throughout the years. So I just thought I'd bring that up.
I think it's the next town over that has a big Southeast Asian population.
Yeah, how you know all this?
Come on, man. We know our stuff up there, man.
It's thermal sound waves, natural.
Thermal sound waves. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you talking about low.
Yeah.
Yeah, we have peoples on. We know some peoples from Lowell out there.
Shout out to them up there, man.
Yeah.
A lot of people, they just know about Boston. I'm like, it's bigger than Boston, man.
Professor Lyrical and all them, man.
Yes. A large Vietnamese, Cambodian, Filipino, like, environments up there.
Yeah, even the Haitian crew's up there, too. Yeah.
It's super on that wave, like in a different environment to grow up in. Right. But you know, I feel like you can make it out of that area, similar to like areas like Trenton, Scranton, Philadelphia, you know, areas in Ohio, like all across the Midwest. I feel you can kind of make it anywhere, like when it comes to the fabric of the system that we grow up in. So
right. A very blue collar town.
I'm very happy to come up in Lawrence. Absolutely. Say it again.
A very blue collar town. When you say blue collar, it's people that
blue collar. Yeah. I apologize about that. Yes, very much so.
Yes,
very much so.
It's Thermal Sound Waves, a natural alternative. We hear C-Truth Kev Lawrence talking to Rex right now on the program. Have you ever been to A3C?
Oh, of course. Yeah. Okay. I mean, I'm in Atlanta now. I literally live in Atlanta.
Okay. So then,
I spent a lot of time throughout the years performing at A3C.
So that's where I met you then, because I met you before down there. And I think I think you did this program called Spitting in the Whip too before. So
the bus joint?
Not the bus joint, it's the car joint.
Crazy Al Kane. Spitting the Whip.
No, I know the joint you're talking about. I never did it though.
Okay. But yeah,
I absolutely know the joint you're talking about though.
Yeah, we met you down there at A3C though. But in any event, let's bring it up to speed with what you got going on right now, and that's the whole Rather Unique EP, with some choice joints on there. Tell everybody about the whole vibe of Rather Unique.
So Rather Unique is actually the first record I dropped of this year. But we can tap into like what's going on a little further afterwards. But Rather Unique is a project I dropped with a producer out of Milan, Italy, by the name of Samir. He's actually a MC himself as well, but he focused on the production on this EP project. Very proud of the record. I actually went out to Milan and recorded it in the studio with Samir. A lot of times when, you know, you have those long distances, individuals tend to mail it in, and it'd be a difficult process to work in the lab with each other. But like, it was a blessing to be in the studio with Samir, get Blink A, who's a battle rapper from Milan, Italy as well. And my homie Fane, a shout out to Fane, all my homies down in Miami and Broward County. That's like a second home for me as well. I lived in Florida for years, so shout out my man Fane, who jumped on that record as well.
So before, you said you had some other things going on besides the Rad Unique that you wanted to get into as well.
Indeed.
What are some of the other things, other areas that you're touching?
So just to be clear, Rather Unique was one, but I've already dropped four EPs already in 2024. I dropped three EPs in February, February 16th. I dropped a series of joints called MAGA Fella Yoda. They all got acronyms. MAGA stands for Make Art Great Again. Fela, and it is a shout out to the legendary Fela Kuti out of Nigeria.
Absolutely.
And it's For Everyone Love Always. And then Yoda is Young Ones Defy Age. So I dropped all three of these projects in February. And they're all a part of an early series that I'm doing. I'm dropping 33 EP projects in 2024. So
wow.
I already did four. I got one called I Am Not Your Negro, featuring Sadat X from Brand Nubian, nice. Wise Intelligent from Poor Righteous Teachers. I got Sky Zoo on it. I got Terminology on it. Ooh. It's a real dope record.
Shout out to James Baldwin.
Absolutely. And then we got the James Baldwin cover. And it's a salute to not just James Baldwin, definitely James Baldwin, but all our elders in spirit and all the ancestors who came before us and had this information to give to a people downtrodden, right?
Absolutely. Right. Just that, you know, and James Baldwin, when he said that, it really, they were shocked for him to say that at that time. When the great literature guy, James Baldwin, said that, I am not your Negro. And
I mean,
it shocked a lot of people. I mean, obviously, people have been saying it, but when he said it on that news or that
And then we
show.
I mean, beyond that phrase, like, yo, the reality is James Baldwin was one of our greatest minds of this, like, you know, century. Like, really, with the way he operated and the way he was able to navigate the fabric of America, but also to like debate many of the oppressors peoples, like the ones they sent out at the oppressors people. I love like some of our elders in spirit who, you know, you can't try to wax poetic the way a dope MC can like come with some bars off top. Right. You can't really wax poetic with individuals like James Baldwin or Dr. Francis Cress Welsing
or John Henrick Clark.
Like, you know, when we talk about our elders in spirit and how powerful the spirit moves our people, it's just, we just built with a different energy. So I would have dared anybody to step on the stage with Dr. Henrick Clark, John Henrick Clark, and trying to like debate the natures of anything or Dr. Shake Out the Diop.
Yes. Well, they tried to before with Dr. Ben. They tried to before with Dr. Ben, and it was like, cut, please. He broke down stuff. And with Dr. Ben, rest his soul, he broke down things to let people know, like, you know, I'm a Jew. And that really, people would understand it. Like, how are you a Jew? It didn't make no sense. You're black. And when he started doing the knowledge to it, it made people open up their eyes to a lot of things.
What the original Jews look like.
Right.
And when you go to Ethiopia, you talk about the
And that's nothing against anybody that want to study that faith. But he's letting you know where it came from and who he is. And because of, don't look at him because of his complexion, because he's Puerto Rican as well.
Yeah. The thing, but I mean, that's the whole lost mentality of a lot of our people, unfortunately. It's like, because all of these, the nature of a nationhood versus like who we are as a people, the fabric, what's inside of us is like, yo, someone speaking Spanish in one location, it, the only differential being the fact that you landed in one area. You might have a mix of, you know, there is definitely a European mixture. But the original bloodhood and like the foundation of a people, the fabric of a people, come from the motherland.
Right. That's why I always say, who are the original people? That's how I break it down in those particular, you know, in that terminology. And getting back to the scholars and the masses that you named, the Cress Welsing and Diop and Henrick Clark and all of that, like the things that they spoke about, and I have a lot of their manuscripts and the things that they wrote about, like you can't really debate them because they broke it down based on facts.
There's no debate.
It wasn't
not about emotions.
It wasn't opinions.
Dr. Henrick Clark, he said, yo, I want to make it very clear. You know what I'm saying? I only debate with my peers. Everyone else I teach. That is the facts. That is the fabric of the people. It's like, yo, when you stand on true doctrine, when you stand on the shoulders and move mountains with the ancestors, they can't stop none of that language you talking. And that's why, you know, that's when I started to really truly find myself, when I started moving in that light and being that reflection, as opposed to, you know, pinning my lyrics with my ego.
Gotcha.
As opposed to like pinning with my ego. These days, my whole mind frame and everything that I move with is with the spirit of the ancestors. So it's not even about me. It's a higher calling. That's how I look at it.
Absolutely. It's Thermal Sound Waves. We hear See Truth, Kev Lawrence, talking to the artist, man, Rex, doing his thing. Now, when you talk about you're dropping 33 projects this year, why 33? What's the significance of the 33? Why not 25? Why not, you know, 34?
33.
Mastery of self, you know, like when we start doing sacred geometry, math, and science, and we start talking about you're elevating to a certain, you know, divine level.
Planes like, and dimensions.
33 is a magnificent and powerful transitional period for an individual. Gotcha. And so, like, my whole objective in 33 was to speak from a level where, like I said, I'm driven by the ancestors, mind, body, and soul driven. And my focal point being dropping music that is a testament to this transition. And that's why I got to just get it all out. It was all happening during I call it like the pandemic pack. You know, we had to find a new normal.
Yeah.
We had to find a new normal. So I started like just churning it out. Yeah. And I decided to build the studio inside the house when we couldn't hit the road and tour anymore. So right. that's how a lot of things like turned into a necessity for me to really record myself. Right. I always knew how to record myself. You know, I just was, you know, churning it out in the studio. But,
you
know, the new normal switched all that.
Right. Everything went back to the original state, which is like stripped down without all the other like costumes and things around it. Things are stripped down to its original state. So when you do that, you go back to your creative state, which is how things are born, how things are made.
It is reset, yo.
So yeah. That's why you're going to see, in addition to yourself, like a lot of just great things coming again down the road. And we have been seeing those as well, you know, throughout Absolutely. The past few years because of that. Like you said, it was taking it back to that spirit and that original state of mind.
Yeah, I mean, Avid, that's so well put and thought out. Like, I couldn't express it better, bro. Like, I think just in general, like, individuals found that part of them out of necessity. It feels good to, like, be able to share in, like this moment in space and time to be able to be speaking my version of my truth as a reflection again. I'm in a very happy space to be able to share it. Absolutely. And more than in I would say more than the rather unique record, which is not so much of that driven language. You'll find in MAGA Fella Yoda and a lot of the records coming in these next few months that a lot of that language is interwoven into the fabric of the music.
Absolutely, no question. So let everybody know, man, where they can find out more about you, where they can get all of this music and your socials and so forth.
The best thing to do is if you go to any of my sites, and I have a link in my bio for the Linktree/ I am Rex, IamReks. And, you know, on socials, like more than anything, I'm active on my Instagram, which is Rex Hip Hop. You know, anything that individuals want to get as far as, you know, high vibrational, positive music directed to the people in the struggle, I embody and I attempt to continue that legacy of the ones that came before, like Brand Nubian, like Poor Righteous Teachers, X-Clan, Public Enemy. Like, the list goes on and on and on. Of individuals, Queen Latifah, who were talking that talk very early on.
Absolutely. So
the next record, I Am Not Your Negro.
No question. Looking forward to that. And you already know, man, we've been rocking the joints off of Rather Unique and continue to do that until the next joint drops. And, you know, you got the support up here and all that. So whenever something's going on, you want to get something out, you know, you're always welcome here.
Super appreciate you. Anything y'all need, drops-wise, anything like that, you let me know. I'm here.
Absolutely, no question, man. We thank you for taking time out for joining us, man, and you know, keep doing what you're doing.
Oh, indeed. Peace and respect to y'all.
Absolutely. Peace, family. Bro. Yes.
Peace.
Thermal Sound Waves, the natural alternative to fast food radio. We here, see Truth, Kev Lawrence. Thermal Sound Wave.